is a rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, it's time once again for your hour of spiritual power, your weekly dose of rock and roll for your soul. It's time for the My Dad Rocks radio show. Hey, every week we bring you the best of Christian hard rock and metal from the 80s and 90s, along with a few songs here and there from outside of this golden era, just to keep it real. But hey, good hard rock and heavy metal is really timeless, and it's kind of like the truth of God's Word. I mean, the Bible, a book that was written thousands of years ago, but yet it's relevant to anyone in any time period who will give it an open ear, you know, who will listen to it. And hopefully today you will be encouraged to listen to the messages. Now, there's going to be messages in the songs, and there's going to be messages I'm going to share about the content of the song from God's Word, the Bible. So I want to encourage you today to listen up. And give it a fair hearing. Just listen to it. It can make a dramatic, eternal difference, actually, in your life if you will be open to the Word of God. Now, we're going to start off the show with a group, a man that is started off in the golden era, but now is still doing records, and he just produced this one just a couple of years ago. This is the Fires of Babylon, featuring lead singer Rob Rock, and this is their song, Lazarus Rising.
Yeah.
Fires of Babylon, Lazarus Rising. Hey, that was based, the whole song was based out of John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus with Jesus raising him from the dead. They sang in that song, Death Gives Way to Life. And Lazarus was dead. He had been in the tomb for 4 days, actually. And Jesus raised him to life. Now, maybe some of you feel like you're in a tomb, that you're dead inside, that you're trapped in the tomb of some sin and you can't get out. Baron Cross sings a song about this, about those who are held captive by the sin of drunkenness, or as we would say, who are alcoholics. It's really just the sin of drunkenness. And listen to what Baron Cross sings in their song, State of Control. Barry Cross with State of Control, speaking about alcoholism, or as the Bible calls it, the sin of drunkenness. You know what? He says in that song, it's like I said, being drunk is dead. You know, that's true in at least two ways. First, it's showing that you are dead spiritually and that you are living for the gratification of the desires of your flesh and mind. And secondly, it is an indication that unless you turn from that, you will die eternally. The Apostle Paul said over in Ephesians 2:1, he said, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. All of us come into this world spiritually dead, and as a result, we follow the plans and purposes of the devil. And we live according to the desires of our flesh and mind, as Paul went on to say there in Ephesians 2. He said, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. And the Bible gives us a description of what that looks like. What with somebody that's following the lust and desires of their minds and flesh, what does that look like? Well, in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, Paul said, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, that is sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, living by our flesh and desires, idolatry, sorceries, enmities, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, and then he does this one, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. But he also warns, though, of the eternal consequences of a life lived that way. He says this in verse 21, at the end of that verse, chapter 5 of Galatians, he says, of which I forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, let's listen to Idle Cure as they sing about a person who's indulged in everything, and then ask a very important question. We'll be right back. a Idol Cure there with Dead or Alive. They sang in that song, you've had every kind of pleasure this wicked world provides. Have you turned from the truth inside you to seek the other side? And what is he talking about? Well, the truth inside us is that we all know there's a God. God's made it evident by what he's created. And we know instinctively that we should live in such a way as to please him in a way that glorifies him. The Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 and 10. He said, therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And since we are, going to stand before Christ to give an account of our lives, the question then is, will we appear before him as those who were spiritually dead or those who were spiritually alive on this earth? Or we could say, as Paul says, as those who are ambitious to please themselves, which is spiritual death, or as those who are ambitious to please God, which is spiritual life. And if you believe that you're going to heaven when you die, yet your ambition in this life is to please yourself, to enjoy the sinful things of this world and to have the things of this world, then you're mistaken about your eternal destination. Did you hear what Paul said there in verse 9? Therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home, that is on this earth, or absent, that is absent from the body and present with God in heaven, to be pleasing with him. So this means then that those who will actually go to heaven when they die have as their ambition now on earth to be pleasing to Christ. And they'll continue to have that ambition and desire to please Christ when they die and go to heaven. The heartbeat of a Christian on earth is really to please God. And going to heaven doesn't change that at all. It only gives them the ability to do that perfectly, to fulfill their greatest desire. And on the other hand, the heartbeat of a lost person is to please themselves, and going to hell doesn't change that at all either. It just makes it impossible for them to be able to do it. They can't fulfill even the smallest desire. That's the difference, you see. Well, where are you at? Do you have a desire to live for yourself or to live for God today? Well, let's listen to a couple of bands sing about how they went from living for themselves to living for God. Here's Lou Gramm, former lead singer for Foreigner, Lou Gramm Band singing Redeemer.
Now you better put yourself in the fight. gotta get in the light. Redeemer, you better put yourself in the fight. Put yourself in the fight. Gotta get in the fight. Redeemer. But you better put yourself in the fight. Redeemer. 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 Gotta get in the light. Gotta get in the light. Now you better put yourself in the fight.
Redeemer. Redeemer.
Redeemer. Gotta get in the light.
Redeemer, that was the Lou Gramm Band. As Lou Gramm sang there, my old desires have lost their gains. That is, the things he used to live for, he no longer sees as valuable or desires to live for them. And that's true when a person really comes to Christ. Next, let's listen to Guardian and singing on the, in their song about the similar thing. Say, their song is called Taking on the World.
I've been riding 10,000 miles, remember.
Guardian with Taking on the World. Next, here's White Cross with Because of Jesus. Or maybe not. let me get this here contraption working right. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the right one. There we go. White Cross, Because of Jesus. Hey, Jesus Christ can give you a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." You know, one of those new things that comes to a person's life when they're really and truly saved is a new desire to please God. When Jesus Christ forgives a person of their sins, he doesn't just forgive them, he changes them. He takes their sinful desire to live for themselves and changes it into a desire to live for God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:15, "And he died for all so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." If you call yourself a Christian, if you say you believe in Jesus Christ, if you think you're going to heaven when you die, Can you say that you have been changed, that you have gone from living for yourself to living for Christ? If you can't, then you've been deceived and you need to call on Jesus. Bloodgood with New Age Illusion, calling you to forsake these teachings that are not really biblical and to call upon the real Jesus of the Bible. And next, we're going to listen to Letter 7, and they're going to invite us to follow the light. Letter 7 with Follow the Light. You know, follow the light. What does that mean? That means follow Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will have not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, John 8:12. You know, but hey, but Jesus isn't here physically. He's not here for me to follow. How do I follow him then? Well, you're right. He's not here physically, but that's why he has given us his word and his Holy Spirit to open our eyes to his word. We need to follow the Bible. Jesus said this over in Matthew 7:13-14. He said, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. You know, there are many different people out here with different ideas, many different pastors preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of teachings and things going around, but they're not teaching people about the narrow path. They're really teaching people about the broad path. You see, the broad path is easy to follow. There's lots of room on the broad path. It can accommodate lots of different belief systems and ideas and philosophies about God. You can believe a lot of different things and still be on the broad path. You can indulge your sinful flesh and stay on the broad path. But the narrow path is hard to travel on. You know, it's not accommodating. It's narrow. If you stray from the Bible, you go off the narrow path and find yourself on the broad path. The gate that you have to enter to get onto the narrow path is small. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And if I wish to walk on the narrow path, I can't follow my lust and desires of my sinful flesh. I've got to walk in obedience to God's word if I'm going to stay on the narrow path. Well, which are you on? Are you on the broad path that's easy and accommodating? Or are you on the narrow path that is hard and restricted by the word of God? Which one are you on? Because they lead to two different destinations. The broad path leads to destruction, or it leads to hell. And the narrow path leads to life, or it leads to heaven. So which one are you on? Or are you doing what our next artist is talking about? Yeah, Daryl Mansfield singing Running, you know, instead of Following the Light, as Letter 7 sang about just a few moments ago. Most people are running from the light, as Daryl Mansfield sang about that he was doing before he became a Christian. Why? Well, Jesus answers that question for us. Why do people run from the light? Why do they run from the Lord? Well, in John chapter 3, verse 19 through 20, Jesus said this: "This is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." You see, people run from God because they know they're wrong. They run from the truth. They turn off the radio when the Bible comes on or somebody starts talking about God because they don't want to be reminded about their sin. They know they're doing things they're not supposed to do, and they know God is watching in their consciences, and therefore they run from the light. They run from things like this. But hey, while you're running from the light, really what you're doing is just taking yourself deeper into the darkness, and that's not a good thing. King's X sings about this in their song Prisoner.
Drags on, the smoke is in your eyes.
Architects with Prisoner. You know, some of you have that fake smile that they sing about, smiling on the outside where things are just rotten on the inside. Your life's a mess. It's a wreck, and you know it, and you're putting on a front. That's what they were singing about. You're really a prisoner. You're not following the light. You're following your own lust, and you're a prisoner of sin and of the devil, and you need to break free from that. We're going to close out the show today with John Elefante, former lead singer of Kansas for a while, and he put out a new album here this past year, and it's a great album, a really tribute to the rock and roll of those days, and I want you to listen to this song. It's called Lying. And that's going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed My Dad Rocks. Tune in next week. If you're in Sandpoint, come visit us at church Sunday at 11 o'clock for worship.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
830 AM KSDP, time now once again for the marine weather forecast.